Beautiful souls, you're listening to A Multilingual Affair with Takis, your reggae fusion artiste, lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that, here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We will be entertaining you every Thursday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. will be your breakfast, your Thursday breakfast. Bonjour les belles âmes, vous écoutez Multilingual Affair avec Takis, votre artiste reggae fusion, et on va s'amuser pendant chaque jeudi matin. Alors, c'est justement le fait qu'on s'amuse tout le temps parce qu'on va danser, chanter, parler avec les gens incroyables. Vamos hablar con la gente increíble. Saludos. Almas hermosas, estáis escuchando A Multilingual Affair. Y así lo es, vamos a escuchar la música, bailar y cantar. Y simplemente para tener algo más feliz. Hoy en día las cosas son muy difíciles, entonces vamos a animaros. Thank you all, we've got an excellent guest in store for you, a wonderful artist who's a pioneer in gospel music in Jamaica, considered queen of gospel, my mom, who's going to bless the soul. We're going to do gospel because I'm anti-religious and my mom is a Christian, so you know, you get the vibe of this, but you're going to recognize, like, you know, they're just great things that we can do together without actually fighting. So in other words, we can have differences of opinion, but we could still love and unite. Here on CKT 90.3 FM, you done know.
You are listening to A Multilingual Affair. Estás escuchando A Multilingual Affair. A Multilingual Affair.
Everybody, would you focus your mind? Search for the truth and you will find good spirit and strength from within that fights against all sin. Why?
Sing again.
Hey, oh, Namah Shivaya.
Well, everybody, would you sing?
Hey, oh, Namah Shivaya.
shimmy, 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 yeah, shimmy, y'all. Bad girls gon' swallow, la, la. Bust down on my wrist in it, bitch. My pinky ring bigger than this. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. Dollar got too many girls. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. All she wears red bottom heels. Push it back it up, put it on the top. Push it drop it low, put it on the ground. DJ pop it, she gon' swallow that. Champagne.
Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Drink, swallow, la, la. Drink, swallow, la, la. Swallow, la, la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Drink,
swallow, la, la. Drink, swallow, la, la. Swallow, la, la.
I swallow nothing, word to the Dalai Lama. He know I'm a fashion killer, word to Jangali. I know he cupping that Valentino. Ain't no telling me no. I'm that pussy, he knows. Like how your wife in these thoughts. You don't get wins for that. I'm having another good year. We don't get blimps for that. It's the gang still cold. We don't get minks for that. When I'm popping them bananas, we don't link chimps for that. 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 I'm in that cherry red form with the brown guts. My shit slapping like dude did LeBron nuts.
Me tocas y me hunden las olas y me hunde la lluvia. Me besas, sueño y miel en mi boca, sueño y miel en la ropa.
Comment allez-vous tout le monde? Tout va bien? J'espère que oui! Yes, I, as you're feeling the groove and catching the move as we do things, we started off earlier with Mario Balaguer with Patio Andaluz and Amadou and Miriam featuring Manu Chao, Senegal Fast Food, Numa, Shivaya with Apache India. We've got a couple more things coming up, so hang tight. You know, lots of groovy things, and so we love it, so we do it. Y ahora escucháis y veí me voy con Mala Rodríguez.
Sensado y ya no quiero mucho, ya no quiero menos que no pueda. Tampoco quiero luego, sino que tengo poco tiempo. Yo no quiero perder. Me hacía falta tu bien, si no lo caminé. Quiera que toma la vida, quiera que mira, que mira.
Me miras, soy tuya hasta el amanecer. Se nos agotan las horas. Me olvido, te olvidas al cerrar los ojos. Solo hay melodía. Ay, recuerdo.
Has been a building. We want to give a big shout out to Takis Multilingual. Big shout out to Takis. Big shout out to the radio station sending good vibes, good energy, good frequencies, good love, you know.
Hi, this is Claudia Clark, and you're listening to Multilingual Affair with Takis. Turn your radio.
Turn your radio.
And listen to Takis and Multilingual Affair.
Souls, you're listening to A Multilingual Affair. Estás escuchando A Multilingual Affair. Vous écoutez A Multilingual Affair on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yay! This is our debut show on CKUT, and we will be your Thursday morning breakfast from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every morning. No, not every morning. Every Thursday morning, that is. Okay, I'm desperate to have every morning, but you know, work in progress. My name is Takis, your reggae fusion artiste, lady who wears many wraps and colorful ones at that. A fantastic guest awaits you. She's incredible with a huge, tremendous voice and heart. Back in the days in Jamaica, she was a powerhouse and still is to this day. You have got to get to know this person, and you will, because she's currently on Zoom with me, and we're going to talk about her journey as an artiste. Alors, une invitée fantastique vous attend. Elle est incroyable, avec une énorme voix et cœur. À l'époque de la Jamaïque, elle était une centrale électrique, et à ce jour, elle est maman. Incroyablement belle et douée. C'est Claudia Clark, ma mère. Alors, eso es nuestro programa de debut, hein? De CKUT. Si seremos tu jueves de hace uno de la mañana, de las 6 a las 7. Mi nombre es Takis. Y una invitada fantástica, esperaba, porque es mi madre, una persona que yo tengo un montón de amor, claro. Pero no solo eso, es una persona que yo creo que es increíblemente talentosa. Entonces, je vous présente, os presento, I present you my gorgeous mother, Claudia Clark. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine, my beautiful daughter.
Thank you. It's such an incredible honor. This is my very first interview with you. So thank you so much, because I know that it's not something that you often do. So I think it's really an honor. I want to say that first of all. I want to ask you, because you've been in the industry for quite some time, and can you tell us, like, what has been the greatest moments that you've endured in your career as a Jamaica's Queen of Gospel?
Well, being a pioneer, like a founding founder for starting gospel music in Jamaica, it was a little bit rough, because in those days you didn't have Jamaican local artists, mostly foreign artists that, you know, you had to listen to gospel music in Jamaica. But then with Otis Wright and myself, we started doing gospel music. We just thought we can sing, so we are just gonna do our thing. And that's how we started it. But Otis was living in New York and I was in Jamaica. So I kind of paved the way for the Jamaican gospel music.
That's wonderful. But you also recorded prior.
Before I started doing gospel music, I used to do pop music. I did my first recording with Duke Reed, Stranger Cole, and myself, 7 days Make 1 Week. And then I went on to do a lot of backup with Prince Buster and Clancy Echoes, you know. It was fun. And I used to sing with Tommy McCook and the Supersonic, and Byron Lee and the Dragonair, and Lynn Jade on the Comet. I mean, it was just like, in those days before I became a Christian, we traveled all over Jamaica.
Oh, wow. So what was your childhood like, and what created this path for you to, I know you said you met with Otis and so on, but what was your childhood like? First, let's start that. And then how did that connection to music came about?
Actually, my dad was a fantastic singer.
I know, I remember from my childhood.
My father didn't sing. My mom was a good singer too. Uh-huh. It's like in the family, because my sister Carol, Millie, and myself, we were the Clark sisters when my mom went to St. Thomas to live. And we used to sing in the New Testament Church of God as the Clark sisters. And, it was just something that I loved to do as a child growing up, and singing and dancing was just for me. And when I finished school, I started going out. Actually, I have to laugh, because I remember when I did my first recording, I was just passing Bond Street, and they had finished the audition for the recording. They used to have it every Sunday. And I was passing by, and being nosy, I saw these guys, and I said, "What's happening here?" And they said, "Oh, it was an audition." And I remember this guy named Sticky Park, and he said, "I said, them can't sing. Them, no, not about singing." And he said, "You can't sing?" And I said, "Yes." And I just bust a tune, and he said, "No, you go up to Mr. Reed." They were finished. But before that, you know, we used to hang out like Bob Marley, Peter, Rita. We all used to hang out at Coxon up in Brentford. We're trying to see if we could get recognized and if they would give us a chance to see. In those days, it was rough for us artists. We used to hang out and see if somebody would give us a break. You know, and as a soloist, it didn't work much in Jamaica for, soloists. But this Sunday in particular, I was just passing Duke.
Passing by, just like that.
And that's how Sticky said, "No, Mr. Reed, I have to hear this." And he took me upstairs. And Mr. Reed, you have to hear that one. You have to hear that little girl there. So I went upstairs and I sang. And Mr. Reed says, "Can you come tomorrow to..." It was West Indies recording studio then, and I said yes. I couldn't even reach the mic. They had to put 2 blocks for me to stand on, because of these long mics that you have to stand in front of.
Right.
And
we know you're licking with your tallow,
And they got 2 blocks. I couldn't reach the mic. The mic wasn't adjustable, and they got 2 cement blocks and put me to stand on. And I remember he said to Stranger, "Come listen to the song, see what you can do." And right away, just like that, that was a Sunday, and the Monday we were in studio. And Stranger and I did that song, 7 days Make One Week.
And it's a beautiful song, yes, because we will be playing that song.
That was the beginning of my career as a singer, you know? No, before that, I used to sing in a group in Morant Bay. I forgot the name of the group, oh my God. But I was the only female singer in the group, wasn't I? I'm not sure. But I can't remember the name of the group, but I used to sing in that group in Morant Bay. And then that was it. When I started doing backup, there's a song that Prince Buster did, so oh sweet me rocking down Irene Street. That was me. I did two different harmony on it.
Oh, nice.
And with Clancy Echoes, Clancy and I did one that we are just two of a kind. And I remember that somebody found them and they put them on Facebook. And it was funny. And I'm like, Lord, don't bother bring my past up. I'm singing
God. It's such a great past, though.
I know.
It's a great past.
That was it. And then when I got saved now, it was so easy, my transformation. Uh-huh. I didn't have a problem getting into do recordings. I didn't, because everybody knew about me in the secular world. The only thing that was when I got saved, everybody thought I was crazy. It's funny when these reggae artists become Christian, everybody lift them up and say this. But when I got saved, they said I was crazy.
Because they wanted you in that field, Mom. They wanted you to stay where you are because they enjoyed that. Because you know, people in Jamaica get... Sorry, go on.
No, I said I was crazy when I got saved. But when these other artists become Christian, everybody just lift them up. Nobody said they're crazy, but I was crazy when I got saved.
The crazy one at the time.
At the time, that was crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say, Mom, like, whenever you are rising and you have a gift of some sort, you will always have people who would want to hold you back, you know? And whatever.
I just enjoy what I'm doing. Too bad your show is when I retire, because I'm in retirement now.
Yes!
After 52 years of doing gospel music, 52 years of doing gospel. Mm-hmm. Now, this is gospel we're talking about now.
Yes, yes. So, have you thought of switching back, though? I mean, I can write some things for you, no, mommy. Okay, I'll stick to writing gospel for you, I'm not religious or I'm anti-religious. I'll write gospel for you, Mom. Sorry, go on.
It's funny that I really enjoyed, and at the time, to me, the souls and the people, I set an example that, you know, people are saying, oh, you have encouraged me. Your song blessed me. Your song, this thing. And I'm glad that I live to hear people testify at what my music has done for them.
Well, I can tell you straight up, as a child growing up and seeing you perform, you have actually, I was mesmerized, first of all, because, you know, that was in Jamaica when you were literally going crazy on big, like thousands of people I would see. And I was a tiny little girl just seeing my mom just blasting the audience and the audience going crazy. And that's what I envisioned, you know, the Pegasus Hotel and where's that police officer's club? That
Ronnie Williams Center.
Rally Williams Center, because you were always there. And it was just Grace Thrillers and a few others that were among the artists. That was a childhood of like, wow. And I was such a baby, but I still remember. Like, you know, and I think that is what set the foundation for me as an artist, you know, knowing that, okay, wow, I want to do what my mommy did, because you kicked off your shoes and you danced, mommy. Mommy, explain this to me. When you are on stage, because I know I feel like I get tried before I go on stage, and you actually help me, because I call you like, mom, and you're like, you're Claudel's daughter, you know what to do, you know? You have got such great confidence. Tell me, what is it that you do that helps to get that confidence and sort of to help others who would like to do this sort of thing?
Okay, for me, in the gospel, even before I became a Christian and I used to sing on stage, I like to sing and dance. I can't stand up one place and sing. And I was a good dancer too. And
you still are, Mom. You still are. Well,
I'm getting old now.
Well.
And but when I start doing gospel music, I do a special thing before I go on stage, and I pray before I go on stage.
Okay.
I always pray. And the moment I get into a different realm, mm-hmm. it's like I just drop myself into the hands of God. And when I go out on stage, now I think I'm close and more connected when I'm without shoes. A lot of people don't know when I'm performing, I wear my shoes, I go on stage. But once I take my shoes off, it's like I have a connection and you turn me loose. I'm loose right
it's
there.
It's like, yeah, you're free. You're free. Yeah. You get into your realm,
loose.
As you say.
And I it's like I'm in a different environment.
Come and listen to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn the radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share. To the master's radio, get in touch with God, turn your radio on. Yeah, I said praise the Lord, praise him, praise the Lord, praise him. I thank him for joy and peace divine. Oh yeah, when I was sad and lonely and didn't know what to do, I thank him for saving my soul. Yeah, I said praise the Lord, praise him, praise the Lord, praise him. I thank him for joy and peace divine. When I was sad and lonely and didn't know what to do, I thank him for saving my soul. Yeah, Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. So when you see me praying, I got him on my mind. When you see me praying, I got him on my mind. When you see me praying, I got him on my mind.
Jesus on my mind. Come to Keys. Wonderful. You know, we've got a short interview for you, so we won't keep you too long. But can you tell us of some of the challenges that you have faced throughout your 52 years in this industry? And what would you recommend for us to be better throughout, not just the gospel industry, but throughout?
You know, I just don't give up. Anybody who has a dream, and I'm going to say this. Many people are not called to do what they are doing. They try to follow the crowd. When you're gifted, when it's something that you were born with, and you know that it's in you, there's nothing anyone can do to hold you back. And never say to yourself, well, I'm not going to, because listen, I have nothing to show out of my 52 years to say I've done gospel music and I can say it. But you know, the blessing for me is to know that somebody has gain something, they have been saved or it prevented them from doing something. I remember I went to a show one night. It was a secular show, and I never forget. And everybody was talking about, I was a Christian and I'm doing this reggae show. And it was, I think it was a reggae, some reggae show. Mm-hmm. And I was a gospel artist.
Yes.
And I went up and I sang, "He'll Do It Again." I don't even know, but I did the song. And when I was finished singing, a young lady came around to the back and she said to me, "Miss Clark," she had a bottle in her hand. And she said, "Miss Clark, this is a bottle of white rum. And here is a bottle of sleeping pill. I was planning to commit suicide tonight." My friend said to me, "Come with me to the concert." And I said, "No, I'm not coming." And she said, "Come." And she said, "Oh, just get rid of her friend and for her." She didn't tell anybody what she had planned to do. She wanted to just please her friend and go. And when the concert show's over, she was going to go home and she was going to do it. And she said to me, she handed it to me. She said, "Miss Clark, you don't know what you did. When you did that song, 'He'll Do It Again,' she said, you did it for me and you make me want to live." She handed me the bottle of rum and the pill. And I said, "Come with me." We went to the bathroom. I poured the rum in the thing. I flushed the pill down in the toilet. I prayed with her and I said, "Go in Jesus' name." I said, "You are free." She said, "You don't know what you did." So when people talk about me going a secular place, I know what I'm going there for. Mm-hmm. Because I can't save Christian. You say you're saved already. Hello. I'm here for sinners.
Do you really want to talk? Would you like to touch that issue though, Mom? Because you know I'm a non-believer. And you just said something to me about...
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Honey. I am not one that push religion in anyone. I sow the seed, let it mature. You have heard it, you are born in it, let the seed germinate. I would never tell you, because it's in you, it will germinate.
Well, I think it's all about perspective, because you mentioned the Jesus, which I completely am against. Because of those characters in the Bible. So I'm curious to know, like, knowing what you know throughout all this, you know, because there are a lot of old school Jamaicans who are still embedded in this religious concept, and knowing what you know now about the possibility of this actually being a lie, you know, what is your position? Because I'm still baffled, even by you and members of the family and friends, who are still believing in the God Jesus thing. And also the fact that there's the images that are portrayed. I mean, do you really believe that the white man is dead on the cross? Explain that to me.
No. You know that, you know the white Jesus don't work for me. So you know I don't, no. That don't work for me, you know that.
So in other words, you believe the book,
Listen. I believe there's a creator. I believe somebody created us before whatever. I believe there's a God. Leave it at that. We got to answer to God, not to mankind. So I don't condemn nobody. I don't tell nobody that you're not saved. If you say you're a Christian, I'm not going to tell you, say you're not a Christian, because the Bible says, just judge not, lest you be judged. You have to give out a call.
To that book again.
listen. You have to give an account for yourself. I cannot give an account.
Absolutely. And I think it's wonderful that people can recognize that. But then when people say, God, and this is God, is this, it's like God is not it. It's not the only answer. So I'd love for people, especially from your generation and the newer generation, to recognize that there are different deities. And there are different ways in which we can worship. Like, I am definitely key on my ancestors. And whether you say it's within me or not, that God will never be in the same sense that I grew up on, because I firmly believe it isn't. But I guess the thing I have with people are, why is it that it's like, oh, God, this, and God, this, not necessarily a God thing. It could be an ancestral thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's where I'm at. I am not condemning you for that.
I know, because you're awesome. You need to my show.
Me. Okay? And I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. And I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to condemn you, because who am I? How do I know that my, what I believe is right?
Bing, bing, bing. And that's why, mommy, we, you and I can have a conversation. You can listen to my shows. Even I go and perform at my friend's show who preaches God. You know, like, that's where you have people who are actually reasonable people who can have conversation. This is why you're my mom.
I don't tell nobody. I mean, I was talking to, I think it was my sister was saying, no, Millie, I was talking to my sister, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we were watching some Jamaican revivalist thing. And I said, you know something? I said to my friend, everybody condemn these people, the way how they worship with their drum and they jump and they do their stuff. I said, that's the way our ancestors in Africa worship. Exactly. I said, but we accept the white man religion, mm-hmm. and think that is the right way. Exactly. And we condemn our ancestor way of worshiping. I have a problem with that.
Great. So how, since, see, we are on same terms, and since I'm anti-religious, how would you help the religious people factor in that? You can't.
No.
Yeah.
This is why, you hear what I said? You can't save people. I can't do nothing for them. I'll go out and talk to the vilest sinner, the man who don't believe in God and the man who don't believe in what, don't go to church. I can deal with them, and I can talk to them. Mm-hmm. They can make their own decision, but I'm not pushing no religion, because with what, especially what I see going on with these Christians in America, get out of here.
It's Christians everywhere.
Don't even start with me, because to me it's like religion is a joke, especially when I listen to these Christians and what's going on in America.
Give us an example.
Huh?
Give us an example.
I mean, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. They condemn, there's only two sins the church people see, mm-hmm. and that's abortion and gay. That is all the sin they talked about. Hold on. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the ministers, okay, they sleep with their daughters, they sleep with their aunt, they commit adultery, they commit fornication, they lie, they steal, they hate people.
Yep.
Okay? You don't see that as sin, but you only see only those two sins. And my opinion is all sin spell S-I-N. Okay? I watch a lot of these evangelical Christians, and they're talking about the president. Let's go with the president now. He's been married 3 times, and it's not a sin for them. Mm-hmm. He cheated on his wife while she was pregnant. It's not a sin for them. He abused, he said with his own mouth the thing that he did to women. It's not a sin for the Christian. They all accept him, okay? Mm-hmm. He does a whole lot of things, and they think that he's God's gift to America. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that.
That's the standard.
He does all these things, and the Christians are telling you, oh, well, that's between him and his wife. Hello?
Mm-hmm. It's called selective, this is
to me, it's a bunch of hypocrisy that is going on in the church. This religious thing is what killing the people. You got a man who don't even know the Bible. He goes to a school, a religious college, and say he's quoting the Bible, telling the people about 2 Corinthians. He didn't even know 2 Corinthians.
And yet,
yeah, 2 Corinthians. He don't know anything about it. Man don't go to church. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just his way of expressing himself and, yeah, not knowing. Well, I think this is wonderful. Thank you for that, Mummy. But I tell you this, it's not just in the States, it's everywhere. You know, I just think it's the religious factor, because it limits people.
They need to take this religion thing out, take it out of politics.
Well, I think religion is politics and politics is religion, because it's been there for so many centuries. It will never go away. The church is what really rules so many things. So, you know,
mental slavery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Mummy, I think it's wonderful. I'm glad that you and I could actually come to an agreement, even though we have different views in terms of our dating.
Me, I got to give an account to the Father, one way or the other. But I'll just say, peace.
Peace and love. Mommy, it's such a pleasure to have you. Before you sign off, Ms. Claudia Clark, would you like to tell people a little bit about the music that you do in terms, like, what is your favorite? Your favorite? You know, I've never asked that question, but there's someone, artist, who says all interviews ask about favorite songs. And I'm like, I've never asked that question. So because he's talking about how all interviews ask me, I'm gonna ask.
I mean, there's a song that I do that they say, there is always somebody talking.
Would you mind giving us a rendition? Yeah.
They try to block and stop my progress most of the time. But the main things they say don't make me feel bad. Never missed a friend that I never had. I got Jesus, and that's enough, oh Lord, that's enough.
Woo! I've got my ancestors. I just want to compliment that, you know? That's enough. Woo-hoo!
I just...
Love you, Mommy. It's such a pleasure. Muchas gracias, merci beaucoup. If you've got anything to tell the audience out there, the last words, go for it. It's such a pleasure for being here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Well, I just got to congratulate my baby daughter and her show, her new show. And it was a pleasure to be your first guest. And I hope all the best and success. And hey, Montreal Viva, just listen to my baby, okay? Love you, Mommy.
Yes, Montreal, Toronto, the world, and beyond, because we're going to be everywhere and anywhere.
Great.
Much love and light, Mommy. Thank you.
Listening to Multilingual Affair with the Keys.
sauver ma vie. Je veux avoir cette magnitude. Sentir toutes les choses, ce qui est présent devant moi. Si tu laisses tomber une fois, même si tu mérites pas, lâche pas jamais malgré le fait que tu as ce combat. Prends le temps de respirer. Prends le temps de...
Well, it's that time to say see you later. Thanks again to my amazing mom for your wonderful time and energy, and also tremendous talent. You really are my mentor. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. There's so much more to come, and we are currently accepting inquiries for black-owned entrepreneurs for sponsorship or advert opportunities. So please reach out at takeys99@gmail.com. You can Google me, Takeys, T-A-K-E-Y-C-E. I'm anywhere and everywhere. Much love and light. Merci encore à maman pour votre temps, votre énergie, votre talent. Merveilleux. Je t'aime, maman, je t'aime. Merci à tous pour votre écoute. Il y a tellement plus à venir. On accepte actuellement les demandes d'entrepreneurs appartenant à des Noirs pour des opportunités de parrainage ou de publicité. Vous voulez nous contacter à tikis99@gmail.com. Gracias a mi madre bellísima por su maravilloso tiempo, energía y talento. Gracias a todos por sintonizaros. Hay mucho más por venir. Actualmente estamos aceptando consultas de empresarios de propiedad negra para oportunidades de patrocinio o publicidad. Comuníquese con tikis99@gmail.com. Mucho amor y luz. Much light and love, beaucoup d'amour et de lumière à tout le monde. Et on se voit à la prochaine. We'll see you next week. Have a fabulous week. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM on a multilingual affair.
Thank you. listening to Stai ascoltando a Multilingual Affair. Music with thee, a Multilingual Affair.
I better count my blessings. Life could have been more than, but it ain't we good. I'm unflexing. Y'all are full up, no texting. I never sleep, no resting. I'm still awake, I'm good. True man, now is on the cellular. Making plans like I'm ahead of ya. But nothing ever happens if it ain't with you. Work for you. I never see America. All these places I go regular. I never would have fell in love with you. Without you. Why am I stressing? I better count my blessings. Life could have been more than. But it ain't we good. I'm unflexing. Y'all are full up, no texting. I never sleep, no resting.
Still awake, crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. Watch till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bones. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists, turn to consumers.
Yeah.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Trailer cuss like a sailor. I paint a picture with the pen like Norman Miller.
Got it,
got it, got it, got it. Raised three daughters all by herself with no